Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, last weekend, a little Jekyll and Hyde, some good, some bad. Knowing what Lake State was going to throw at you on Saturday night, how frustrating is that as a coach? To
No, it's frustrating. I mean, I'd be lying to you to say if I wasn't frustrated, and just like everybody else was, you don't want it to start that way. You don't want it to end the way it did, and it just kind of snowballed out of control just like it did the night before for them, and, you know, we got to obviously put a stop to it.
What's a video session like on Monday and Tuesday after a 7-1 and 6-1 weekend?
Oh, it was pretty. We didn't even have practice on Monday, so we took the day off, and we didn't even show any video. We didn't show any video on that. We got to move on. We got other, you know, we got Bowling Green to worry about.
Carter Jones and Austin Jopie had a great weekend offensively. What made that line click last weekend?
Oh, you know, it's hard. I mean, obviously, again, opportunistic, but they, you know, you have a. You know, you're opportunistic with your chances. I think that's probably the biggest thing. Every line gets chances. I mean, I think we had 16. I think we outgrade-aided them on Friday 16-3, and I think we outgrade-aided them on Saturday. Even though we lost, we outgrade-aided them. I think it was 14-9. So, I mean, you get grade A's, and you capitalize, and you convert, and that's what happens sometimes.
Carter was asked after Friday's game, and goes, you know, were you frustrated that you hadn't been able to score a goal yet this year? And he goes, no, I'd be frustrated if I didn't have chances, and I was getting chances. Is that hard for a player, though? You're getting chances and you're still not getting rewarded?
Yeah, probably. It's just you just got to get through it, though. You know, you just got to move on, and you can't let it bother you. This is the toughest level in the world, maybe, to score at goals, and that's the truth. And people might roll their eyes at it, but this level is so hard to score goals, and it just is, but for a multitude of different reasons, and you just got to just stick with it.
You're at 500 in the league, and you're -4 in goal differential. Now I realize -4 isn't a ton, but isn't it kind of rare to be at 500 and be a minus?
I don't know, Schultze. You're overthinking it too, probably. I don't know. I don't know, Schultze. To me, if you're at 500, I'm just doing law of averages. If you're right around 500, you probably should be at zero, right?
You'd think.
You know, so if you're a little minus or a little plus, that makes sense too. So I think that's probably that's a good statistic. That statistic's probably spot on is what I'm getting at, Schultze.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Our pregame continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. Tom, I've been asked a bunch this week. I'll just let you answer it. Why in the heck are they playing on a Thursday and a Friday this week?
Well, there's a lot of different reasons, and a lot of it's me. So if anybody wants to blame anybody, blame me. Number one is we wanted to get Bowling Green out of here. First off, it was like us playing Cato last year, Thursday and Friday, Schultze, before Christmas. So we did want to get BG out of here, and our guys want to go home. So that's one and two right there. But also, I just told Britt I want to experiment with some Thursday games. I think we get stale in the West. We've been doing this for 75 years, Friday and Saturday. And you very rarely have the same lot of schools. And this is everybody we're talking about in the state of Minnesota. A lot of people don't go back-to-back nights. A lot of people want their Saturdays off. We don't get youth hockey parents. We don't get youth hockey players on the weekend a lot because they play. Our students go home on the weekends a lot so that we have Thursday. For Thursday night, the weekend starts for a lot of people. We have remote workers, but the weekend starts. Why not try something different? See if it can flourish on Thursday and Friday, and take Saturday off every now and then, just to change things up. So that's part of the reason. That's my thought process for everybody out there, whether people agree with it or not. I just think we got to try some things.
You mentioned something that intrigued me there, that a lot of schools in this state don't have the same fans Friday and Saturday night. And I guess I never thought of that. You know, you're a hockey fan. Why wouldn't you go both nights? But the entertainment dollar is stretched pretty darn thin right now. Kids are involved with a whole bunch of different stuff. It does make sense that, you know, families can only come one day.
Well, I had one friend of mine said, he said it. He's a great friend. I will not go to games on Saturday. I want to put my toes up. And that's, you know, he just wants to do that. But he goes, you know what? When I told him about the Thursday, Friday, I'm going to both games. And you know, you don't look at Bemidji, but I talked to St. Cloud or, you know, Mankato. Like, they're so close to the Twin Cities, it's really hard on them to get back-to-back nights when you're close to the Timberwolves, the Wild, the theater, you know, the museums, a concert, your kids doing something, whatever it might be. It can be a handful trying to get to two games. So, again, it's never going to be like a – hey, I don't even know how much we'll do it in the future, but it's never going to be like a lot of weekends. We're going to go Thursday and Friday, but why not change it up? Why not mix it up every now and then? See if we can get the youth hockey crowd. Let them watch the Beavs play. You know, just for the things that I mentioned right there. Why not try? Hey, weekends do start on Thursday now. I mean, they do. And why not just try to switch things up a little bit and see how it goes?
On to Bowling Green, they're a team that hasn't lost on a Friday or a game one in almost a month. They swept Ferris last weekend. Sweeps are darn rare in this league this year. What's got them playing really well as of late?
Well, they got a good hockey team. That's probably the best thing. They got a good hockey team. They got, you know, they might have the most talent in the league. So that's probably why they're a good hockey team.
Yeah. Ryan O'Hara leads them in a lot of different offensive categories. What makes him click?
Well, he's got good depth to his game. I mean, he can make plays. He shoots the puck extremely well. He's a good skater. He's a well-rounded hockey player.
I was a little surprised tonight, Tom, when I got here to the rink, grabbed the line chart, and I'm seeing three goalies on your line chart. I haven't seen three in quite a while. Last week you said Matias, you know, more than likely back for the St. Cloud weekend. He's back a couple weeks early. What changed in his favor this week?
His confidence. I think that's like any hockey player. When you're injured, you have to have confidence in to play. And I've seen it for a lot of years. When a guy just says, "How you doing?" I'm doing pretty good, coach. That just tells me he's not doing good, you know? How you doing? I'm ready to go. I can't wait. You can just see it in their eyes. You can see it in their voice and hear it in their voice and their body language. So that's where he's at right now. He's really confident. He feels good. You know, last week there was obviously still a little tightness there, and he's worried. You know, he's a very athletic goaltender. He, you know, he's on the ground a lot. He's a butterfly goalie, and those guys get worried. I mean, when they really, really push it, and they have to push it. And you know, he must have obviously had some situations in practice where he was a little bit out of control, and nothing happened. And that obviously, again, that's what gives you the confidence, Schulze.
How long has he been back to practice?
Oh, about 3 weeks. Probably 2 weeks. I don't even know. That's a good question. 2 weeks, 3 weeks. But it's been a while, Schulze. He's been out here, and he's doing a lot of, you know, but he's going slow, and he's not, you know, he's not taking part in all the drills. But no, he's been dipping his toe in the water, that's for sure.
Best of luck tonight.
All right, thanks, Schulze.
Tom Cerruteri, head coach of the Beavers. Our starting lineup's next here on the Beaver Radio Network.